Hour, I'm Pete Shagnin. Alliance Defense Fund is preparing its battle plan as the new administration gets set to take over the nation's capital. For more on this story, here's AFN's Charlie Butts.
Washington will be leaning to the left as Barack Obama and liberal Democrats are sworn into office. ADF spokesman Mike Johnson.
Many of them said, including the new president and vice president, that they were committed to pursuing damaging policy changes that will harm Americans. And we're ready to go to court at the Alliance Defense Fund to fight a vast number of these leftist policies that have been promised, and we certainly expect they'll make good on those promises.
He cites some areas that will be watched closely.
The last few decades, there have been some incremental strides made in the pro-life arena, in the arena of defending religious liberty and the traditional family, and all of that is back on the table now. You know, this looming leftist agenda out of Washington is determined to set the clock back and to take away many of the strides that have been made.
I'm Charlie Butts.
A homeschooling mother of seven is encouraging Christian parents to develop mission-minded families. AFN's Allie Martin has this story.
In her new book, The Mission-Minded Family, Ann Dunnigan says most Christian families need to be more mission-focused. She says there are many misconceptions about the term missions.
When I say missions, it's not just, you know, going into a remote village and going around a fire to boogaloo music or, you know, just getting on a plane and heading to a remote foreign land, but it is surrendering to God.
Dunnigan says to be a mission-minded family, a family must first have Christ as the center of everything. And then she says a family's priorities will change.
There are people who do not yet know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's millions and millions of people around the world who've never even heard of Jesus Christ. And as we give our kids a real understanding of this, and as we embrace it for ourselves, then it makes a difference in how we spend our money. It makes a difference in how we use our time.
Dunnigan, along with her husband John, run Harvest Ministry, a Christian evangelism and missions outreach. I'm Allie Martin.
A new documentary aimed at exposing the true cost behind global warming hysteria is coming to a theater near you in 2009. The documentary is titled Not Evil, Just Wrong, and is produced and directed by Irish filmmaker Anne McElhenney. She says the film takes a look at the last time environmentalists were successful in persuading people that the world was about to end and the cost of that effort on humanity, and compares that to the modern movement of global warming hysteria. McElhenney is referring to the ban on DDT, a pesticide that all but wiped out mosquito-borne illness in the U.S. and around the world.
But a woman came along called Rachel Carson, who, again, your listeners know very well, I'm sure, the name. She wrote a book called Silent Spring in 1962, where she basically said, well, it couldn't be good. You know, all this use of pesticides, it can't be good. There must be something wrong with it. And they used what's called now, a lot of people call it, the precautionary principle. Let's not jump into this. Let's not do this. Something bad might happen. And because of that, everyone jumped. Everyone decided that this was obviously a bad thing. John F. Kennedy got involved. And DDT was banned.
She says since the banning of DDT, over 50 million people, mostly pregnant women and children, have died from mosquito-borne illnesses such as malaria. McElhenney draws a comparison between the DDT ban and global warming hysteria and poses this question.
Is the cure worse than the disease? Is what they're proposing, an end to the use of fossil fuels, is that worse than any potential warming that we might ever get?
The documentary includes interviews with scientists and global warming skeptics and was recently premiered at the Amsterdam Film Festival with record crowds. Currently, McElhenney is seeking donations to help bring the film to the U.S. On Wall Street, crude oil future prices ended lower on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade fell 17 cents, closing at $46.79 per barrel. And those are your top stories on American Family News. For more on these stories and for the latest news around the clock, visit onenewsnow.com. I'm Pete Shagnin.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth, LibertyRadioLive.com.
Thank you. back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, about verse 18. I'm just going to pick up there. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of the children after them. The great, the mighty God, Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hast made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with signs and with wonders, with a strong hand, with a outstretched arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they are come into the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord, Yahuwah, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I, Yahuwah, the God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans shall fight against the city, and shall come, and set fire on the city, and burn it, with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth, for the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger, and the work of their hands, saith Yahuwah. And it makes me think of America, the generations, the generation that I came up in, the generations that are coming up now. They only do evil from their youth up. The remnant is very small in America. It's maybe just thousands. I mean, out of more than 300 million people, to have just thousands, maybe 10,000, who knows? I don't know how many people are left that really serve him. I have no idea what the number is. But I know, I could safely say that 90% of the people in America have no regard for the great creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth. No regard for him whatsoever. And these evil and wicked generations that are coming up, that have come up, from their youth, they do evil. And they believe in false gods. They worship the creation rather than the creator. Yes, every one of you who says, oh, I don't believe in God, I don't have a God, you worship the earth. You think the earth sprang up out of itself. Huh. Yes, that's the lie that you want to believe, so that you can continue in your sin, so you can continue to do the evil that you've been taught from your youth up. Yes, you watched all the Disney movies. You watched all the Sesame Street cartoons on the public broadcasting. You watched the New Age cartoons, and you went up the public fool system where they trained you in idolatry. The idolatry of the love of money and the love of things and the worship of wealth. And the idolatry of romance, all those gods that allow you, that give you license to continue in your sin, those are the gods that you worship, false gods. Baal, offering your children on the altar of Molech. Yes, because Molech gives you license. That's right. Baal tells you you can do whatever you want and you have eternal life. Or it doesn't matter because, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die and that's it. That's the end of our existence. So our total effort in this life is just to take whatever we can to make our life as pleasurable as we can to ourselves, because tomorrow we die and we are no more. Yes, you're going to say, I wish it was so, when you're burning in that lake of fire forever. When you stand before the King of Kings, the Judge of Judges, the Judge of all flesh, and you see your indictment and you realized you refused the redemption, the offer of the price has been paid, because you wanted to continue in your sin. You said, I'll pay the price myself. That's right, I'll just die without the Messiah. I want to continue in my sins. Or you believed in a false Messiah, one that allowed you to continue outside of his kingdom. That Messiah, that Jesus, is only an illusion in your own mind, because he does not give you license to continue in your sin. Read the word. Every time, what did he say to the sinners when they came to him and he released them? Go your way and sin no more. He didn't say, go your way, you can continue in your sin without worry. He said, go your way and sin no more. They have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith Yahuwah. For this city hath been a provocation of mine anger and my fury from the day that they built it, even to this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. You're doing the same thing today in America. You walk into any of these buildings, so-called churches, see what they have set up. Abominations. That's right. You'll see the gold-fringed flag of another god there. You'll see Christmas trees and Easter bunnies and eggs, and you'll see much more than that. They have set up their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire of Molech, which I commanded them not. Now, why would they offer their sons and daughters to the god of Molech? Why would they do that? Not for a better life, for economic prosperity. That's what Molech promised them. Isn't that the promise of abortion? Isn't that the promise of the abortion mills, where the children of America go and sacrifice their offspring even before they're born? Why do they do it? For a better life. For economic prosperity. It's the same thing. You're killing. You're offering up sacrifices to idols. And not just sacrifices of incense and meat and foods and your time and your labor, but the blood of your own bowels, the offspring of your own womb, your posterity, your future. And they will cry out against you. All of those innocents will cry out against you forever unless you repent. Ah, the mercy of our Heavenly Father is great. It doesn't matter how great your sin. It doesn't matter. He can forgive it. Yes, it's a terrible thing that you've done. When David murdered Uriah, when he committed adultery with his wife and murdered him to cover it up, it was a terrible thing. You ladies out there that have killed your children in the womb, it's a terrible thing. And I know that you're hurting. I know that you feel that pain. And you've tried to cover it up, some of you. Some of them have covered it up. They go about their lives, but they will suffer the consequences of their sin in their flesh, in this mortal life. And then some of you have repented, and some of the fathers out there talk their wives or their girlfriends or their acquaintances into aborting their child. Yes, you're guilty of the blood of those children. But our Heavenly Father has forgiveness for you. His mercy is great. It is great. Just fall on your knees before Him and repent of that evil, knowing that you will never repeat that again, seeking with your whole heart to live in His kingdom under His law, because you love Him. And why do you love Him? Because of the great mercy that He has shown toward you by paying the price for your murders, by paying the price for your iniquities, by paying the price for your thefts, by paying the price for every infraction, every single law, every commandment that you have broken. He paid the price. How great is His mercy toward us. Jeremiah, continue. Verse 32 of chapter 32. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke my anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them rising up early and teaching them. Have we not learned in America? Yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. You've heard the word. You've heard the preaching. You've received the word of God. You've heard the King James Bible preached. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, in my great wrath, and I will bring them again into this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give to them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. And I give him thanks for that. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. And I will plant them in the land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith Yahuwah, like as have I brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land whereof you say it is desolate. Without man or beast it is given to the hands of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the place about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the valley, in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the house, in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah, the maker thereof, the Lord that hath formed it to establish it, the Lord, or it says, Yahuwah is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee a great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury, for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and I will reveal it unto them, the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return. And for those that proclaim the doctrine of the lost 10 tribes, I guess they didn't read Jeremiah, because he says here, I will cause the captivity of Israel to return. Because he says here, the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel. No, he's not stuttering. He's speaking of Judah and Israel, the divided kingdom, the kingdoms of the north, Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and Judah, of course, the southern tribes, which remained in the land after Israel, or the northern tribes. Israel, also called Ephraim, was taken captive and dispersed or killed and punished because their sins and their abominations preceded Judah. And he says, and I will build them as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I shall do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto them. So he's talking here about a long period of time of prosperity for Jerusalem, for Judah, for Israel and Judah in the land. And that prosperity would come about within 100 years, yes, after the 70 weeks were up, and approximately, you know, about 80 years or 80, 90 years from the time that Jeremiah gave this prophecy, they would be returned, the temple would be rebuilt, and the city. And it says, as Daniel says, even in troublous times. And then they had hundreds of years, yes, the 70 weeks, or the 69 weeks, they had that time up until the Messiah returned onto the scene, when in which all of this prophecy here that is given here was fulfilled and accomplished in the land. Thus saith Yahuwah, again, there shall be heard in this place, which ye say shall be desolate, without man, without beast, even in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate, without man, without inhabitant, without beast, the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, praise Yahuwah of hosts, for Yahuwah is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And of them shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, again, in this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof, shall be a habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in all in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith Yahuwah. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith it shall be called, Yahuwah, our righteousness. For thus saith Yahuwah, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. And it means that, what that statement means, that David, the seed of David, shall never lack for a man to sit on the throne of Israel. That's what it means. And of course, that throne finally ended, I mean not ended, was fulfilled once and forever, by the Messiah, the King of Kings, who was the seed of David, the promised seed, the Messiah, who has occupied the throne since the time of Daniel's 70th week, and even to this day and forever. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want for a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And of course, we know that that ended with the Messiah, when he was on the cross and he cried out, "It is finished," and the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, because he was the final sacrifice. The priest did offer him up, did they not? He was the final sacrifice once and for all, so that there is no more need for the blood of bulls and goats. Yes, put an end to the priest temple sacrifice system of the Levites. You can read Hebrews for yourself. You can go through my study on Hebrews. Do I have that there? I don't know if I've done that one again yet. Can't remember. Anyway, you're listening to Cross the Border, and we'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
love to be in your presence with the people. Let's stand and sing that. You can clap your hands and be free tonight. Woo! Singing praises. Change my heart, O God. Fill us with your Spirit. That's our prayer tonight, Lord. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit tonight. Change my heart, O God. Fill me with your Spirit. Take away desires that drive me far.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
Don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world. At very competitive cost, Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958, and he takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. To hear the whole story, not the hard sell, you're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Anyway, we're in Jeremiah chapter 23, and I guess we'll just pick up here, and I forgot to mark my place again. Oh yes, David shall never want for a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests, the Levites, want for a man before me to offer burnt offerings. And of course, all of that, it says continually and forever, all of that is fulfilled in Yahshua, the Messiah, also known as in the King James Version as Jesus. All of that is fulfilled in him and forever. Thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their seasons, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites the priests for my ministers. And he fulfilled both of those forever. As the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which Yahuwah hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob, and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return, and that means I will cause them to return from their captivity, and to have mercy upon them. Chapter 34 and verse 1. The words which came unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth, of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities thereof, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but thou shalt surely be taken and delivered into his hands, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king. And I think I'm repeating a chapter here. Yes, I am. We must be in 35. I clicked on the wrong place. All right. 35. Okay, that's where we are. The words which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, and into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, all the sons of the whole house of the Rechabites, and brought them into the house of Yahuwah, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father commanded us, saying, You shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build house, or sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you be strangers. Thus we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyards, nor field, nor seed, but we dwell in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Saith Yahuwah, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you hearken not unto me. I have sent also to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return you now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land which I have given you, and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed a commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Yahuwah, God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. And the commandment is to honor your father and mother. That's the great commandment. Paul said in the last days that there would be evil men, disobedient to parents. That's our Heavenly Father. He takes His law seriously, and we should take His law seriously. Here, all those that had no regard for His law, they were punished. But those that loved Him and kept His commandments, He had mercy upon them, thousands. And He says that this man and his family shall never want for a seed before Him forever. And if you were a man of Judah, if you were an Israelite of the Yahudim, that was your most treasured possession, was your children, and especially a man-child, to carry on your seed before Yahuwah forever. That was the most valuable thing that you had, was to raise up a righteous, a godly seed before Him, that your seed might stand forever as a testimony to your faithfulness and your faith in the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. That was a precious thing in Israel. And that it was a precious thing today, but it is not. It's not a precious thing. No. Men today, even in the church, they bow down to the idolatry of romance, and they limit themselves by offering their seed to Molech before it's born, yes, and practicing birth control. It's the same idolatry. Yes, they sacrifice their seed for prosperity, for economic prosperity, and a good life in their mortal existence. They don't care about raising up a godly seed forever to be a testimony of their righteousness before a Heavenly Father. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and all the nations, from the day I spoke unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. And so we have it. It's all written down for us, is it not? We're reading from it. That it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of the book. So Baruch was his scribe. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of Yahuwah. Therefore go thou and read the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words which Yahuwah, in the ears of the people in Yahuwah's house upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that Yahuwah hath pronounced against his people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord, in Yahuwah's house, and it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch the book in which the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama, the scribe, and Delilah, it's hard to getting tongue-twisted with the names here, and Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words which he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Yehudai, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, unto Baruch, saying, Take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the roll in his hand, and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now, and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. And it came to pass, when they heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and other, and said unto Baruch, We will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? And Baruch answered them, He pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Baruch, Go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. And they went into the king, into the court, and they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama, the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Yehudai to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama, the scribe's chamber, and Yehudai read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of the princes which stood beside the king. And now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass, when Yehudai had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah, the Gemariah, had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of Hamalek, and Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. And the word of Yahuwah came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll which Jehoiakim king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say unto Jehoiakim king of Judah, Thus saith Yahuwah, Thou hast burned this roll, saying, Why hast thou written therein, saying, The king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah of Jehoiakim, the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them. But they hearkened not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein, from the mouth of Jeremiah, and all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, son of king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land, did hearken unto the words of Yahuwah, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king, sent Yahukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Mahaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, pray now unto Yahuwah our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, thus shall you say to the king of Judah, that sent you unto me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. So you have the king here, trusting in the arm of flesh. He doesn't want to listen to the prophet. He is not going to repent. He's had emissaries in Egypt and made a pact with Egypt, and they were going to join their forces and come against Babylon. So while this is the king of Egypt is bringing his forces to come with Israel against the king of Babylon, the word comes from the prophet, and he says, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against the city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus saith Yahuwah, deceive not yourself, saying, the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet they should rise every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. And we're going to pick up here next time on Cross the Border. Until then, remember, there's nothing more important than we enter into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and live forever. As always, hallelujah.